Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we get this just beautiful story of a woman, a sinful woman, anointing Jesus around a dinner table. And it says, Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. It's curious. Maybe you ask this question of yourself, maybe not. But when does forgiveness actually take place? When does healing take place? It's a question not easily answered, even when looking at the Gospels and the ministry of Jesus. Numerous times in the Gospels, the text says that a person was healed or forgiven only for Jesus to say, after the fact, you are healed or you are forgiven. In this story, Jesus indicated that the sinful woman's love and outward affection were the result of her extensive sins being forgiven. Therefore, it would seem to indicate that the woman had been forgiven before Jesus actually pronounced forgiveness. Perhaps we're forgiven by God the moment our hearts turn back in God's direction. Think about that. Consider that. Perhaps forgiveness is offered upon our very first corrective step. Before we've even made a concrete offering of love, perhaps our change of heart is enough. Just the change of heart is enough to elicit God's mercy. I mean, if that's so, then Jesus' words are simply an assurance of pardon, actually. The woman had been forgiven, hence she showed Jesus great love. However, Jesus still spoke words of forgiveness to seal her transformation. We're forgiven when we begin to return our lives to God, and Jesus offers us the assurance that such a gift has indeed been extended to us. Let's pray. Lord God, you are generous and merciful and forgiving, and we want to thank you for that. Thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for the assurance and the confirmation that such forgiveness has been afforded us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.